At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're on. We're ready to go. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Game two goes to the Fish. Oh, boy. Royals dropped the series in Miami. They fall today 3-1, the final score. Let me give you that phone number because I tend to get long-winded, so that could easily happen here. Super frustrated, you know, pretty angry after this one, so that could also send me off the deep end. Phone number 913-586-7965. Please come save the show. Again, the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Royals lose 3-1. One run. Save all the Lucas Urseg talk, all right? It was just a night ago. Half a dozen of you calling up, texting in. Oh, he should be the I don't want to hear it. Today has nothing to do with Lucas Urseg. You scored one run. You're locked up by Cal Quantrill. Cal Quantrill, oh my goodness. Now, if you listen to the On Deck show today, you know where I'm going. You know why I'm frustrated. Well, we all know why I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. How can you not be frustrated? Locked up by Cal Quantrill? This guy hasn't recorded an out in the sixth inning since April. He recorded all three outs today in the sixth inning. But you know what? This wasn't your ordinary 2025 Royals loss. I understand they scored one run, and that sounds, you know, they lost 3-1. That sounds very typical of 2025, right? Great pitching and the worst run scoring offense in franchise history. Now that sounds very ordinary, but no, stick with me. Now, this wasn't your usual gag fest at the dish with runners in scoring position. No, not really. I mean, you didn't have a guy in scoring position until the eighth inning. And when you did, no, you didn't capitalize. Jonathan India flew out. But actually, this was worse, in my opinion. Today was worse than the usual 3-1 loss that we've seen this season. The usual outstanding starts spoiled because the bats can't do anything. Yet today may have been, I can't say it's the worst loss because they didn't play their worst brand of baseball, right? The defense wasn't embarrassing today. Sure, India had a play that he should have made, but he booted it. Whatever. Mike Hell made a nice grab. There were some, you know, nice inning-ending double play with Vinny and Bobby and Michael Wacha. No, the defense wasn't below average today. The offense continues to stink. The base running continues to stink. The bullpen's having a tough July, but that's no surprise when you see there's no Cole Reagans and Michael Lorenzen's now banged up. Of course the bullpen's going to begin to regress. But today was worse than the usual 3-1 loss, in my opinion, because today was a mentality game. Today was a test of your mentality. I'm not talking about you as a fan or me. I mean, my mentality's shot. Once you lost that series to the New York Mets, I told you, this team's now reliant on magic and injuries to happen to other teams, right? They need so much help to find themselves in October. But I'm talking about the 26 guys inside that clubhouse. It's a test of their mentality. Again, I'm not saying I could persevere through this. A loss like last night, I know I could not have shown up and believed that we were going to win. Been convicted that today's the day it all turns around. And that's what you need to have if you're going to pull off this miraculous final 63 games. It begins with a mentality that, of course, it's going to happen. We're going to destroy the Florida Miami Marlins today, tomorrow, whenever. Today was, in my opinion, a test of the mentality of this team. Do they show up confident that it all turns around today? I couldn't wait to see. What type of aggressiveness do we see? What's that confidence look like? Let me see the body language of these boys. Because it's only two games since the All-Star break. Professional athletes, you guys know, you follow Patrick Mahomes. You know, some of you remember Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, and you know the greats have the ability to create doubters. Right? When they need to find an edge, when they need a reason to tap into something a little bit deeper, they create one, whether it's there or not. They can pull off those mental gymnastics. They can convince themselves of things that are obviously not true. I'm not saying that the guys inside this Royals clubhouse are akin to Jordan, Mahomes, and Kobe Bryant. I'm talking about the mentality that it takes. Of course, you and I can't understand it. That's why they're there and we're here. But to get there, right? There's a point in high school, in college, in the minor leagues where you say, no, I am one of the best baseball players in the whole darn world. I'm going to get there. What you're willing to sacrifice, the work that you're willing to put in, it is different in the big leagues. These guys are different. So I couldn't wait to see what's the attitude? How are they attacking this game? And are they carrying themselves like, yeah, first half was tough, but the All-Star break is done, and I know last night was a heartbreaker, but no, you are not going to shake our spirit. We are here to win, and we expect to win. Look what they showed us. Now, again, this is me. I think it's a mentality game, a test of the mentality game. Doesn't mean that they agree. But I was listening to Seth Lugo last night talk about how, you know, the talk in the clubhouse coming into this series was whoever plays the best 27. Whoever plays the best 9 innings, 27 outs, you know, stick with it. Fight to the end. They played like they know, we ain't got enough. That's what it looked, I mean, outside of Michael Wacha, which I don't know how that dude does it. Well, actually, yes, I do. That's how he's been in the league for more than a decade. Making $10, $12, $15 million every single season because of that, because he has that mentality that I'm talking about. No, he's not a future Hall of Famer. He's not Mahomes and Jordan. But he has that mentality of, I have a job to do. I've explained in the past how he's just built different. He's one of the most professional pitchers I've ever been around in the 20 years I've been fortunate enough to cover big league baseball. The preparation, his performance, the way that he treats people. Wacha, again, second to none. So credit to him to compartmentalize everything that's going on, because you realize Michael Wacha receives the fewest runs per start of anybody in the sport. Nobody's received less run support than Michael Wacha. Right? Today was his 20th start. He's received two runs or fewer in 17 of those 20 starts. Today was the 13th time he's received one or no runs of support. 13 of his 20 times he's been really, he has to do it all on his own. So when he comes out today and gives up that leadoff triple, you know there's a voice in his head saying, that's it, man. If that run comes in to score, we lose. But Wacha, being the veteran that he is, he's able to silence that voice. Sure, that run came in to score, but then he locks up the Marlins for six innings of one-run baseball. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7965. I thought today was a test of the mentality. For those optimistic fans that I heard from last night that are calling on the road, right? I had a friend call up from, he was in Davenport. He was driving to Chicago to see the boys play on the north side coming up in a few days, watching them take on the Chicago Cubs, and he still believes. Another friend out in Kansas calling up. He was driving across this great state of Kansas saying he still believes. He's still listening to this ball club. Still thinks there's time to turn it around. Right? Garrett and Olathe was calling up last night to tell us how he still believes in this team and how there's still enough time. So the support is still there. But if this team is going to pull it off, it takes the mentality first. Obviously, you need execution from your offense and the base running needs to improve. Yeah, that stuff's obvious. But it begins with showing up to the ballpark expecting to inflict pain on the opposition. Inflict pain on the base paths, defensively, at the dish, on the mound. We're attacking you. And if you get in the way, you're going to be hurt. That's what I thought today was. And the Royals came out and scored one run on three hits. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Royals' record is now 500, and they'll hope to avoid a sweep in Miami with Chris Bubich on the hill coming up Sunday afternoon, 12:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Holiday Doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Salvi drills it high in the air, deep center field, Myers to the track, Myers at the wall, leaps, it's gone! This game is tied! Salvador Perez brings some thunder to Miami! A game-tying solo home run to straightaway center to lead off the top of the eighth! We are knotted at one at Lone Depot Park!
Listen, I'm not normally one to... It's not even patting myself on the back. It's just listening to Denny and Ryan over the years. You learn a few things. I called that Salvador Perez home run, right? Royals are trailing this game 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Marlins have the bases loaded and two outs, and the Royals really gift-wrapped that bases loaded situation. After a two-out double to Kyle Stowers, John Schreiber walks the next man, hits the next batter, so bases juiced with two outs. Marlins do not capitalize. And it felt like that was big in the moment. At least, just the energy felt like that was going to come back to bite them. And it did. Three pitches into the top half of the next half inning. The top of the eighth, that is. Salvi goes bridge. Career home run number 287, putting him only 30 away from George Brett's career franchise record. And just 24 shy of Hall of Famer Pudge Rodriguez for seventh on baseball's all-time home run list for catchers. Salvi ties it up in the eighth inning. It's strange, if you're a Marlins fan, you're both regretful and thankful in that eighth inning. Regretful that you didn't capitalize in the bottom of the seventh, but thankful that you wiggled out of a two-on, two-out jam as Jonathan India flies out to left field for the 1,000,000th time this season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That home run from Salvi, That's today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to Jessica in Prairie Village. You're hitting leadoff this afternoon. Jessica, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. I hope you're well, too. I've been questioning whether it's psychological for a while now, probably since that sweep that we got there when the New York swept us, the Yankees. But here's the thing, is the way I've been looking at it. Like, I feel like it is mental or psychological. I feel like at this point, like, maybe the team could benefit from some group therapy or something. Like, it's really kind of there for me. Like, when I go to work and, like, you have, like, one employee that's toxic and then it can kind of snowball, and then you have, like, a whole thing where, like,
yeah,
it's
Jessica,
just,
they already did the closed-door meeting. You know, they have a psychologist in the clubhouse, right, a mental coach. So they have all that at their disposal.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, then I guess that doesn't – then I guess I don't need to continue.
All right. Well, I appreciate the phone call. Let's continue by heading inside that Royals clubhouse, and let's hear what the man that produced today's MVP cool play of the game. Let's hear what Salvi, the captain of this team, had to say. This audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Here's Sal.
He was behind the counter, you know, bigly. You just lay something in the middle and put some pretty good thing. And, you know, you got to get excited and, you know, tie the game in the A, you know, try to win the game.
You like hitting here? I mean, I know this is home for you in the off season. You like, you know, this trip overall?
I hope I can hit in every ballpark, you know. I don't play here a lot. But yeah, you have to crown, you know, your family, friends coming to see you play. It's a little excited, you know. And I just try to do my best every time I step with the field.
What did you see there with Urseg in the eighth inning?
Yeah, a couple of pitches, I think pretty close. I don't watch the video yet. I think the long pages, you know, maybe two miss in that inning, you know, it's different when you're 2-2 and, you know, in 3-1. So one pitch can make the difference, especially that late in the game, you know. The slider, he just leave one pitch in the middle. He was pitching good for us. He just leave one pitch and he got the double, and after that he do pretty good job.
All right, well, we'll dive back into that in a second. Salvi's right. Lucas Urseg was squeezed there in the eighth inning, but so was the Enrique kid in the top half of the eighth inning. Yeah, Salvi hits the home run, but then that Enriquez kid walks a pair. He was squeezed at least three or four times, so listen. Leadoff walk to the nine hitter from Lucas Urseg. Yeah, he was squeezed on one pitch. We'll get back in the zone. All right, and we'll go through that eighth inning for Lucas Urseg. But again, what am I talking about? No, we won't. Who cares about that eighth inning? You scored one run. Anyway, Salvi, back to you. Annie Rogers of MLB.com asking all the questions. Go ahead.
I feel like a couple of times.
Oh, that's it. Okay, that's all that we have from our friends at FanDuel Sports Network. I should have ended it right there. Always appreciate the great work of Joel Goldberg and the fellas over there at FanDuel. All right, 913-586-7965. Text line is there for you as well. I see Raj in the Ozarks writing in. Vern, if the Royals were a professional boxer, we'd be great taking punches and taking chin music. However, we would punch like a pillow. Yeah. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Man, is baseball not a funny sport? I mean, last night they scored 7 runs. John Rabe has probably the game of his life. And then the very next day, you know, you score a run around the Salvi's home run. But, you mentioned earlier, and, you know, and as fans, man, we never give up on this team. You know, we're huge fans of this team, and you get to follow the team day in and day out. And, you know, one thing I'm looking forward to, I was thinking about this, I was listening to Locked On Royals, but the comment is, like, I'm looking forward to the development of Cags, Nick Lofton, Noah Cameron. You know, we'll see what John Rave has. You know, moving forward, for the rest of the season. And, you know, and I think every Royals fan is hoping that at some point, you know, Bobby Witt's already established, but, you know, that 1-2 punch you're going to have with Cags and Bobby Witt. And, you know, I just keep optimistic. I think the future's bright. I'm going to continue with that. You know, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the year, but I'm going to keep watching. Love your show. I'm going to keep listening every night. So
I appreciate
you.
That. Yeah, Garrett, or excuse me, Justin, thank you very much for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Yeah, listen, I'm with you when it comes to Jack Caglione watching his development. I would love to see Nick Lofton keep this up, right? Lofton with one of the Royals' three hits today. All right. 913-586-7965. All right, for those that did miss the game, if you are wondering what happened in the eighth inning, it's a 1-1 game after Salvi's bomb in the top half of the frame. Urseg walks the nine-hitter. Then the leadoff hitter, Xavier Edwards, he falls behind him 2-0 and then leaves a changeup in the middle of the dish, and it's whacked to the right field corner. So now it's second and third with nobody out. You know, I think we were all kind of resigned to the fact that this wasn't going to end well at that point. They intentionally walk Jesus Sanchez to load the bases, and then he hangs a slider on 0-2. Ah, boy, hangs a slider to Otto Lopez, and he blasted over Nick Lofton's head in left field. Two runs come in to score. That's how we end up at 3-1 Marlins. So, yeah, it actually could have been a lot worse, right? After that two-run double from Lopez, it's second and third with nobody out. And that's all that scored. You know, I'm not necessarily going to celebrate that fact, but you lose by two. I guess you could have lost by 100. Maybe we celebrate that. Let's hear what Lucas Urseg had to say after the game. Again, Annie Rogers asking the questions and the audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Take it away, Lucas. Are we going to hear from him? Do we have Lucas Urseg? Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, that's baseball. I wasn't getting enough of the zone. Falling behind hitters definitely doesn't help, especially at the big league level. So, you know, I got what I got and messed it up for the team today. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and sulk about my outing and, you know, ruin the rest of my day. I have some friends and family in town, so just going to try and enjoy, you know, going to dinner with them and making sure I get enough sleep, come back tomorrow, and try and be available if they need me. So,
how much does that the leadoff walk hurt there in that inning?
Oh, yeah, leadoff walks always kill, right? For me personally, I don't know. I feel like every time I've dealt a leadoff walk, they always score. So I got to be better at that. Got to be better at pounding the zone, getting ahead of guys. I know my stuff's good enough. I just didn't do that today.
You feel like all the momentum was on your guys' side after Sal, you know, ties the game with the homer. You guys know what you've got in the back end of your bullpen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was a big hit for Salvi. That was sick, right? I was ready to go if we tied the game or took the lead, and Salvi did that. So it was up to me to just do my job. I didn't do it today.
There you go. Lucas Urseg, again, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network, and thanks to Annie Rogers of MLB.com. Let's head up to St. Joseph, talk with Brian. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Brian. How are you, Vern?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, for me, my deal is I've been a long-time baseball on the radio fan. I love to listen because I can still do other things. And I can imagine things, you know, as they are. But I got to tell you, I do not like Jake Eisenberg. Okay. He just doesn't stop talking. He uses stat after stat after stat, and often he'll bring up something like, well, Seth Lugo, you know, he's had more quality starts than something else, and the next pitch he gives up a home run.
And it's a pretty statistical-driven sport. I know I enjoy that stuff. You know, teach them.
Well, I just wish he would stop talking and make it a relaxed game.
I've started listening to the other team. He's not doing his job.
Well,
talking's kind of pretty key.
That's true.
you know, that's the top thing you do.
Personal opinion.
Sure. I appreciate you waiting on hold to pass it along, Brian. Thanks for your phone call. Jake Eisenberg, Steve Stewart on the call coming up tomorrow, 12:40 for the first pitch as Chris Bubich squares off with Jansen Junk. It's an 11:30 on deck show. So if you want a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Royals and the Guardians coming up on Saturday at Kauffman Stadium, be listening tomorrow morning right around 11:30 for your chance to win those tickets. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line and go to our buddy Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, go ahead, pal.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And, it's the same thing over and over, Vern. I mean, we don't score enough runs. We give up too much. And I just don't know what to think about it. Obviously, I still have optimism after what I learned last season because of you. But I just hope that on Monday they put up a better performance than just one run, because I don't want to get trolled by Cubs fans in the north side. So go Royals, Vern.
I appreciate the phone call. Only one quick correction. They don't give up too much runs or too many runs. They don't. The Royals pitching staff has an ERA this season of 3.52. That's seventh best in franchise history through the first 99 games. Seventh best in history. It's second best in Major League Baseball right now. They have the second lowest ERA in Major League Baseball and the seventh best mark in franchise history. The only other teams to put up a mark this low through the first 99 games, the champs in 15, the champs in 1985, the division champion team in 76 and 78, a winning ball club in 71, and then the 1972 team, which had a terrific ERA and an identical record as the Royals do right now, a record of 47 and 52. Garrett, always nice hearing from you, pal. Let's go to Dwayne down in Florida. Dwayne, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, Vern, nice to talk to you.
What do you
got? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me all right? Okay. Well, I was going to agree with that caller that called in a few minutes ago, who said, be optimistic and, you know, play that game. But there's a lot of fans that were optimistic for like 30 years, you know, and we went through a lot of bad stretches just being optimistic that Mike Sweeney will make
there's no way you were optimistic in 05.
Well, no, not that, not 05 at all. But, you know, back when Mike Sweeney played, Joe Randa, you know, you think that these players would do something for this franchise, and they were excellent hitters. You know, we couldn't put it all together at once, but you know, I don't know if you remember me. I called you when we swept Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And now I have tickets to go to tomorrow's game. It's in Miami, so that's like driving to Kauffman from the Lake of the Ozarks, or
right.
So, but
are you selling
driving
them,
in
are you
Miami?
Going?
Well, I'm going to go, you know, okay. But I'm going to tell you that my stomach is turning, you know, just the thought of I got to drive for 6 hours, and that's going to suck if I have to drive that for 6 hours and watch three hits, you
I
know,
agree.
And wait the whole game to see any hits.
Yeah.
I know it. And,
you might
but
see three
Chris
hits
Bubich,
in the whole game with Bubich on the hill.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm going to enjoy the pitching duel that'll happen, but I really want to see a Royals W. I mean, I thought there was going to be something different happening here, and to listen to these games and just not hear anything happen for the Royals. I think they must lead all of baseball in how many double plays we hit into, and we probably hit into the most with the very next pitch after somebody gets walked, and the very next pitch somebody hits into a double play. So nothing to get excited about, and I hope it changes tomorrow. I'm going to be optimistic like that guy said. I'm going to wear my Royal stuff, and I'm going to be there to cheer them on. But you know, it's tough when you got to, you know, drive 3 hours each way and spend $28 for a beer and $15 for a box of nachos or something. So, sure. You know, yeah. I hope that
it sounds like you're about to talk yourself out of making the drive, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, it's happened the whole game, you know, because I listened to the whole game, and you know, I was my stomach was churning the whole way. So, you know, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna take my mother with me and my two nephews, we're all gonna go.
Okay, so you're not by yourself. At least the car ride, you're gonna have family with you. Okay, it's not as bad as it originally sounded. Now that you got family,
I've got a whole thing.
That's pretty cool, man.
So they're gonna have to answer a bunch of Royals trivia from the past and see how well they know this Royals team and how well they know the Marlins team. So it's gonna be fun. We'll have some memories.
Well, give me a call tomorrow after the game, Dwayne.
Okay, we will.
All right, buddy. Safe travels.
Thanks,
tomorrow.
Man.
All right, buddy. Opens up the phone line for you. 913-586-7965. We go to Tyler in Kansas City. Tyler, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals drop the series in Miami, losing game two by a final score of 3-1. Go ahead.
Thanks, Fern. You know, I want to have hope, belief, but I'm going to try to be a realist, and I don't think we have what it takes to make a playoff run this year. It's always something. It's either our pitching's on and our batting's off, our batting's on and our pitching's off. So a very frustrating loss, especially when we can have a pitcher, you know, give up three hits and one run, and we can't put up more than one run in nine innings. So I think a few weeks ago, before the All-Star break, there was a bunch of teams firing their hitting coach. Do you think we're at that moment where we need to make a change in our batting coach? I know a lot of it is accountability on the players and executing, but we're so bad with our bats. So I wanted to hear that. And then just Ursaig's post-game interview kind of frustrated me a little bit more. Because he's not hard on himself. He's like, I'm going to enjoy the night. These people are making millions of dollars. Like, you mentioned Jordan and Kobe. These guys would study film. So I just kind of want to hear your take on both of those things. And as always, appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you. Again, 913-586-7965. A few things to hit on there. I'm not sure Ursaig actually is making $1 million. So, not sure if he is a millionaire. Probably not. I could understand. Listen, you know, if I heard that and I'm driving around and I'm getting ready to go to work next week and it's 1 billion degrees outside all week, yeah, hearing Lucas Ursaig talk about I'm going to try to make sure I enjoy my dinner tonight, yeah, I could understand that being frustrating. But that is the nature of the game. If you sit and stew all night about what just transpired, it's going to carry into tomorrow, and that helps no one. Well, you need to leave it. Now, Salvi's been doing that. Now he's been doing it through, you know, it's been lost through translation, but that's exactly what Salvi says after every loss as well. You turn the page, you get ready for tomorrow, you put your full focus and concentration on showing up prepared tomorrow. I understand, though. I understand that being frustrating to hear. But that's the only way to get through a Major League Baseball season. That's the only way to, in my opinion, survive as a high-leverage reliever. You have to have that attitude. To go back to Dwayne in Florida, who made that point about the Royals hitting into a billion ground ball double plays, or grounding into a billion double plays. As a matter of fact, only two teams in the sport have hit fewer double plays than the Royals. Brewers and Cubs are the only teams to hit into less double plays than the Royals. I was surprised to learn that as well. I'm not going to front and act like I knew that. And then as far as the hitting coach, no. To me, again, today was a mentality game. And the mentality of a team, to me, doesn't start with their hitting coach. Now, you can disagree. I'm not saying I'm right. Now, I do look at the other teams that did fire their hitting coaches. The Rockies still suck. The Rangers still suck. You want to make a move in the offseason? Okay. Yeah, if you have some hitting coach that, if he came here, it would change everything. Yeah, possibly. But let's also look at the lineup real quick. Before we blame the coaches, let's first look at the players. Jonathan India. Have you been impressed with him? Do you blame the hitting coach for his performance? Well, actually, there might be somebody that's saying yes to that. To me, Jonathan India has just thoroughly disappointed offensively, defensively, and I'm not going to put that on the hitting coach. What are you a baby? You come here and, whatever you say, hitting coach, I'm going to change everything. No, that's not what happened. He's just failing. Bobby went 0 for 4 today. We mad at the hitting coach for Bobby, for Vinny, for Mike Hell, for Salvi? No. Bobby's 27 road game hitting streak finally comes to an end. Vinny has a 9-game on base streak. He's hitting well over 300 since the beginning of May. Salvi hit the home run. Mike Hell's an all-star. Okay, so the first five hitters, we're not blaming the hitting coach. Nick Lofton, Freddie Fermin, John Rave, Tyler Tolbert, Adam Frazier. Who are we talking about? You're looking at Lofton, Fermin, Rave, Tolbert, Frazier going, man, these guys should be better. They're bench players. I'm sure a few of them are 4A players. Okay, Freddie, I take that back. If you can catch that well, no, you're a starter. You're not a bench player, so my apologies. Lofton, Rave, Tolbert, Frazier. These guys aren't getting every day at-bats for a championship team. So, no, man, I'm not blaming the hitting coach. You can do whatever you want because I understand what the statistics say. This Royals offense is the worst run-scoring offense in franchise history. Through 99 games, they've scored 336 runs. That's 17 less than the first-ever Royals team back in 1969, which had set the low water mark. The evaluation season of 2 years ago, that 2023 team, that miserable 106-loss ball club, had 31 additional runs at this point of the season compared to this team. So I understand the frustration, but I lay the blame at the feet of the players. And I would even lay the blame at the feet of the architect before I would the coaching staff. Architect being general manager, front office, ownership. That whole collective, that a general manager can only be as aggressive as his owner allows, so that, to me, is all one. I'd blame them before I'm blaming the hitting coach. Players, decision-makers, coaches. That's how I see it. Nice to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. No question today about who's the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. We all understand it's Michael Wacha. Fewest run support in the sports. And yet he's allowed 3 runs or fewer in now 15 of his 20 outings this season. So he's today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. And Guaranteed Foods continues helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing it since 1958. You can join today. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Let's go to Jace in Paola. Jace, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How's it going?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. Look, I'm only 18, and I've been a Kansas City sports fan my whole life, so I've been very lucky in my KC sports fandom, with the Super Bowls and World Series in 2015. But I'm watching the games at work, and sometimes I wish that I wasn't watching the games, and I'd rather be doing work. But I was listening on the way home Thursday night. Yesterday, and you're talking about how we need to go to Miami and get the sweep and get some momentum because we need to go 40-25 to have good playoff odds.
Yeah, that wasn't me, but go ahead. Maybe you're listening to the station, but okay.
It is just extremely disappointing to see us going to Miami, and I mean, I get Quantrill is 6-0 against us in his career, but I mean, if we're about to get swept in Miami, It's just, how do you be optimistic about the rest of the season?
I don't think you can. Yeah. Jace, I appreciate the phone call. He points out Cal Quantrill came into the day 6-0 lifetime against the Royals. I didn't mention that on the On Deck show because, honestly, I didn't think it mattered all that much just because of how backdated a lot of those statistics were, right? That was against Nicky Lopez and Hunter Dozier and Carlos Santana when he stunk for the Royals. Now, Cal Quantrill today put up his first quality start of the year. His 19th start, his first quality start, comes against the get-right offense in Major League Baseball. 6 shutout innings for Cal Quantrill. He hasn't done that in more than a full calendar year. Royals come to town, and he does it on 69 pitches. Are you kidding me? Let's go to MD in KC. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm excited about the young talent with the Royals and thankful that Kansas City has a pro baseball team. Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you, MD. Let's go to Brian in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Vern.
Yes, sir.
I follow the game, but I really look forward to the aftergame show. You do a great job. Really,
hey, thank you.
So, last night I was driving home. I said, oh, the Royals are on. I turned it on. The call is bottom of the ninth. They're down by one. And home run, the game's over. That's the only thing I heard, and I thought,
oh, pew.
Another game where the relief comes in to lose it for us. How many times has that happened? I mean, it seems like we make the wrong decision at that point of the game too many times. Just want to get your opinion on that.
Well, yeah, today to me wasn't about Lucas Urseg. That it's the eighth inning. It's a tie game. That's Lucas Urseg's spot. Just like last night's extra innings, save opportunity. You're going to hand it off to your closer, Carlos Estevez. Thanks for the phone call. Carlos Estevez did not execute last night, and Lucas Urseg obviously did not execute today. But you scored one run. This pitching staff has been excellent all year. And they were excellent today. They gave up 3 runs. That can't be too much. It just can't be. You had one hit again against a guy that came into the day. He's given up multiple runs in 8 straight starts. And the Royals don't touch him. They got 2 hits off of him. Now, today wasn't about going to the wrong bullpen arm. No, you did exactly what we all agreed to do. Stevez is your closer. Urseg's your setup guy, and they both failed. Urseg's had back-to-back rough outings. You know, last night wasn't solely on the offense or solely on the bullpen and Estevez giving up the game there in the bottom of the 10th. Well, defense last night cost you a run. Base running last night was bad, possibly could have cost you a run. And then your starting pitcher last night gave up 5 runs in the first 3 innings. And for a team that is carrying itself like they know the end is near, like they know they can't overcome a deficit. Now, last night was the whole group contributed to that loss. Today, to me, it's solely on the offense getting carved up by Cal Quantrill. Let's go to Dwayne in Topeka. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Carrying itself like they know the end is near. Like
Dwayne, I need you to turn your radio down. Yep, I do. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to the Royals since 1969, and I've never seen a Royals team try to hit the way that these Royals hit. And I'm not here to put the Royals down because I listen to them on the radio every day, and I will until season end, the last game. But I've never seen a Royals team not hit the ball, and you hit it dead on, Vern. It's mentality. They don't have the confidence, I think, of hitting the ball, of choosing the right pitches, swinging at bad pitches. I think they have the ability to do it. It's just in their heads. They're pressing too much. And they're pitching, as far as they're pitching, it's been good for a year and a half. Yeah. It's been their hitting. Last year they hit better, but still, this year they're just not hitting a ball. But I'll continue to listen to them anyway. Vern, you were spot on. I think it's in their heads.
Yeah. Dwayne, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for the support. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Royals lose the series in Miami. They fall today by a final score of 3-1. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The...
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And slam, and there's a sweeper grounded back to the mound. Snagged by Schreiber. He'll underhand toss to Vinny for the out. Boy, what a reaction. Cat-like reflexes from Schreiber on a ball on the first base side of the mound. He lunged for it, came up with it, and gave Vinny a nice, easy toss. And after loading the bases with two down, Schreiber gets out of it, puts up a zero. We go to the eighth.
Yeah, and Royals would make something happen after the Marlins failed to capitalize on that bases-loaded two-out opportunity in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now, John Schreiber benefited from a bad call. Strike one there to Myers. Should have been ball one. Just another example of why I really don't want to hear any complaints about Urseg getting squeezed against the nine hitter in the eighth inning. Royals benefited from that same zone in the seventh. in the top of the eighth inning, and they too didn't capitalize with two on and two outs in a tie game in the top of the eighth. Marlins score two in the bottom half of the eighth inning, and they take the series. They win game two. Final score, Fish 3, Royals 1. Royals are now 5 games below 500, and they'll turn to their all-star lefty Chris Bubich tomorrow to avoid a sweep at the hands of Jansen Junk and the Miami Marlins. Junk is the right-hander on the hill for the Fish. 12:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. Yeah, nice play there. Nice lunging play on the mound by John Schreiber, who put up a zero in the seventh. Schreiber's last 12 games, he has 11 strikeouts in 11 innings of work, and he's allowed just one run. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. A couple of points. I think that you've hit on this year. Our fundamentals are terrible. You know, we get 3 hits today. Tolbert gets on base and gets picked off. Oh. I don't know what the statistics are, but the Royals get picked off and make base-running mistakes all over the place, and it's just so different from last year. The other thing is last night we need Cagliano to take a pitch when Tolbert's on base. And the coach said today, he says, well, you know, he'll learn from this. When I was playing 3-2 at age 9, my coach would pull on his pants and say, hold. It's just fundamentally bad, and you've hit on it, and that's fundamental baseball. The other thing is I understand that the Royals don't hit into very many double plays. Well, there's a real good answer. They don't get anybody on base.
right.
You know, when you're last, and when I say last, that means 30th. When you're 30th in the league in hitting, then there's not a whole lot of opportunities to hit into a double play. Thank you. I've thrown the towel in. I'm done. I don't want to be done. I know you don't want to be done. But anybody who thinks that this team is going in the playoffs, and God forbid if they got in there, they're not going to be in there long. Thank you for taking my calls. You're always a gentleman about it, and I appreciate it very much, sir.
Well, you always make a good phone call. That's the reason, Rick. You earned it, man. I appreciate the phone call. And you mentioned them being 30th offensively. They're also dead last on the bases. According to Fangraphs, they are the worst base running team in the sport. So of course this team's going nowhere. The worst offense in franchise history and the worst base running team in the sport in Kansas City, and you think you have any chance? Get real. Look at yourself in the mirror. In this sport, with this current system, the Kansas City Royals will always be a losing team when they're a bad base running team, when they're an average defense. You'll never be good enough to overcome that. Not many teams are, but if there's a team that's going to be good enough to overcome bad base running and average defense, it's not going to be in Kansas City. It's not going to be in a small market. Yeah, the Royals get caught stealing a lot. 33 times. Second most in baseball. Now, the Brewers lead Major League Baseball in being caught on the bases. But the Brewers are the best base running team in the sports. You dive into their numbers, and it's a reflection of what the 2014-2015 team was. They were just always on the move, and if you're not getting caught on occasion, you're not being aggressive enough. Royals aren't aggressive, and when they are, they're getting nabbed. Very poor fundamentals. And again, the defense isn't bad. It's not bottom half of the league. It's middle of the road, because Bobby's great, and Michael's great, and Freddie's great, and Vinny's been outstanding. You're getting pretty solid play in center field. Not so much in the corners. Certainly not at second base. So the defense isn't bad, but it's not what it needs to be in this market. 913-586-7965. That's the text line. That's also the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Adam, who's out in Kansas. Adam, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling to say I think it's time we just take our lumps. We've got valuable pieces, and everybody needs help. It's wide open, which means it's a seller's market if you're willing to be the one that's willing to sell. I think it's time to do it. Go get what you can get. Maximize the value for the pop-up pirate and Seth Lugo and all these bullpen arms that people want to complain about.
Jonathan India is the pop-up pirate?
Jonathan India is the pop-up pirate, man.
Well, you're not going to get anything for him. You know what I mean? You're selling him at his absolute nadir. Is that how you say that?
Seattle wanted him. Seattle could use a second baseman. There's still more in the hunt, right? Like, there's value there, in my opinion. But I think we need to figure out what our identity is as an offensive team all the way through the organization and make the changes to get there, because our approach at the plate and what we're putting on the field offensively just seems to be declining, other than our superstar Bobby Witt and Vinny Pascantino, who will hit with a blindfold on his entire career, right?
Seems that way, yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm ready to pull the plug. I'll continue to watch them, listen to them, just because I love baseball and I love the Royals. But let's do something different. I feel like we're having the same conversations all the time. We scored no runs in the playoffs. We scored no runs without Vinny last year, the end of the year. Just more of the same. Thanks.
Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, hard to dispute. Yeah, you'd love to argue, but there's no argument. Let's go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're next up. Another Rick in Olathe. No, we don't. Okay, it was just... All right, that makes sense. Let's try Chuck in Pleasant Hill. Chuck, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, thanks for taking the call again. What was the reason for trading Devaney for Frazier? Can you answer that for me? I'm just confused on that. I mean, we're talking a career, 255, 260 hitter. The guy sucks. Why do we have
Devaney?
Him on our team?
Well, what's Cam Devaney? He's 28. He's never played in a big league game.
He's never been to the show. I get it. I know it. Yeah. But what are we getting out of Frazier? And what did
he tried to win the game for you last night, but you gagged it away in the 10th. He won the game for you last night.
What did we give for him besides Devaney is kind of what
nothing.
I'm trying to ask.
Nothing. Oh, nothing. It was a one for one. You had no reason. Cam Devaney was going to do nothing here. You don't need a third baseman. You don't need a shortstop, and that's what he is.
Okay, so what are we doing with Lugo? What's going to happen?
I hope he gets traded.
You keep asking every single night. Ask your listeners, do you want to be buyers or sellers?
I don't ask that every single night.
Well,
but go ahead.
That's the way I take it. I want to be a seller with Lugo, and that I think this might be a super
I've been
hot
saying
place.
That all year, Chuck. I've been saying no matter, even if you were a good team, you still need to trade Seth Lugo. If you listen all the time, you would know that.
Well, just hear me out. Hear me out for a second. I want to trade Lugo. I think it's very important to our team, because we don't have control over him next year.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I think most people are in agreement.
I want prospects for him. Is it how hot of a take is that?
That's all you can get for him, because it's a 2-month rental. And anybody that's trying to bring in a 2-month rental believes that they're going to go to the postseason. So why would they want to part with something on their big league roster? So yeah, I think you're gonna look at a AAA roster somewhere and try to grab a nice bat from a AAA team, a nice arm from a AA team. That's, in my opinion, what you can get for 2.5 months of Seth Lugo.
Do we have Jack Caglione's on other teams that we can get for Lugo?
Nobody's gonna give you a Jack Caglione for 2.5 months of Seth Lugo.
He's the best pitcher in baseball.
That's 6 years of a slugger for 2 months. I mean, unless you can find, you know, the hitting version of Cole Reagan's, right? Because he got that for 2.5 months of Aroldis Chapman. So I guess anything is possible.
Reagan's is hurt every other month, so he's kind of out of the picture on talking about this.
All right, Chuck, thanks for the phone call. I don't know what you're talking about at the end, though. I think I answered all your questions. Let's go to JD, the DJ. He's out in Chanute. JD, what's happening, pal?
To the Royals, my boys in blue. My lady friend brought me some tuna casserole. Speaking of which, there's something fishy about the way you're playing. Now, you're five games below 500. Your loyal fan here in Chanute wants to see that you turn that around. And I'm going to be watching and listening, and you better come through for me. I won't share my casserole with you. But anyway, I know you can do it, and I know you can do it, and let's just go out there on the field and just play. Just get all of your problems pushed aside and go out there and just concentrate on the game and get your fellow teammates around the bases, and by golly, you'll win. How is that, Vern?
Yeah, that's a call. That's something, JD. I appreciate it. I'll be honest. I was sitting there just trying to imagine where you're calling from. Just the whole setup is really what I was imagining, JD. I appreciate the phone call. Sounds like that one. He kind of sounds like a senator. I don't remember which senator I'm thinking of, but he reminds me of a senator. A guy in Gladstone writes in on the text line, Vern, baby Vern, I guess it's finally okay for me to say without you screaming at me that we are wasting our starting pitcher. I said it 2 months ago, and I'll say it again. We are wasting our starting pitching. Yeah, no, I can't jump down your throat anymore, guy. I know I got frustrated when you guys would say we're wasting the starting pitching in early May. They were still winning. There was still time to think that this offense would turn around. But no, man, yeah, of course they're wasting this starting pitching. Royals rotation has spun 46 quality starts. There are only two rotations in the sport with more. And you're five games below 500. Those two rotations are the Phillies, who are in first place in the NL East, and the Tampa Bay Rays, who are four games above 500. Royals lose 3-1 in Miami. They've now lost six straight in Miami. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. Dan in KCK correctly calls this one a bummer of a game. Rally Mattis says he took the Royals. You were hanging out with the Royals on South Beach last night. That's why they looked hungover. Well, Rally Mattis, come on, man. I know you're always jet-setting all over this country, taking in the biggest baseball games coast to coast, but you don't need to be getting the boys all twisted before the game. Stefan writes in on the text line. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Vern, all eyes should be squarely fixed on J.J. Piccolo and this Royals front office. They have all the information they need to get as much value as possible heading into the trade deadline. Signed, Stefan. 10 games remain until the trade deadline. A series in Chicago. Back at home starting on Tuesday with starting on Friday. Days get all mixed up. Three in Chicago starting on Monday, and then day off on Thursday. A three-game series against the Guardians opens up Friday night at the K, and then three against Atlanta. Day off on Thursday is Thursday, July 31st, 5 o'clock, Kauffman Stadium time. That is trade deadline 2025. No doubt about it. Look, Seth Lugo, been traded. I think early June, maybe late May. No, I would say early June. It was abundantly clear. Of course you're trading Seth Lugo. Other than that, if the right deal comes along for Carlos Estevez, pull the trigger. You know, some of those relievers, if John Schreiber, Angel Zerpa interests another team, pull the trigger. Vinny, Michael, Bubic, no. I'll take that to the offseason. Hey, we're going to hand the things off to Fox Sports Radio. I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you 11:30 in the morning, Sunday, right here. Royals baseball in Miami. Enjoy your Saturday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.